Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. During Lent, we spent quite a bit of time reflecting on the Exodus. At the end of the Exodus story, when Moses is about to die, he presents the Israelites with a very simple, very famous choice. He says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you. I have set before you life and death. Choose life that you may live. This would be the choice that the Israelites would vacillate between, life or death. Idolatry on the one hand, or worship of the one true God on the other. Because every false god, every idol, would eventually demand human sacrifice. Every false god demands blood. Because behind every false god, every idol, is Satan, who eventually demands human sacrifice. Every false god demands blood. Only the true God, only the Lord himself, did not want human sacrifices. The true God did not want to be worshipped by death. He wanted to give his people life and life to the fullness. And that choice, the choice between life and death, was offered to the people again, many thousands of years later. This time, each choice had a human face. One was the face of a murderer, a man who brought death. The other was the face of a savior, the only one who could bring the people back to life. But the people cried out, and they made their choice. They called for Barabbas, and they chose death. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Satan, under the disguise of false gods, demanded human sacrifice. The idols demanded death. By contrast, the true God tested Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac, but interrupted before the deed could be carried out, and ever afterwards he forbade human sacrifice. And when the true God came to earth as man, he came to heal and restore life. Jesus never killed anybody. As God, all life was his gift and could be withdrawn at his goodwill and pleasure. When the soldier struck him on the face at his trial, for instance, he could simply have said, or even just thought, "Cease to be," and that soldier's body and soul would have evaporated into endless nothingness. But instead, Jesus continued to sustain that soldier in life. He continued to supply existence to that man and spoke to him patiently and reasonably. Jesus never killed anyone. He is the source of all life, physical and spiritual. But when Pilate presented him next to the murderer, Barabbas, and said, "Choose one to live and one to die," the people chose the death dealer to live and the life dealer to die. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. In Peter's homily after his first miracle, he throws this unspeakable irony at the people. He says, "You denied the Holy and Righteous One, and ask that a murderer be released to you, while the author of life you put to death." It's so stark when you put it that way. You killed the source of life and preferred a cause of death. How could anyone do such a thing? But of course, that's the nature of every single sin. Every single sin involves choosing what will destroy us and rejecting what will give us life. So the question isn't why. Why did a group of people a couple of thousand years ago choose Barabbas over Jesus? The real question is, why do we do that right now? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Sin is addictive, and addictions are what destroy us. Whether it's alcoholism or sex addiction, or a constant feeling of resentment or anxiety, or the addiction we have to our phone. These things destroy the soul, and they destroy our happiness. But it's a lot easier to give in to the addiction than it is to fight against it and break free. So, people prefer what will kill them physically and morally and spiritually to what will save them. Jesus could have saved the Pharisees from their addictions. He could have healed them from their self-righteousness and their need to be looked up to, from the bitterness and hate that was eating away at their souls. But it would have been so difficult. It would have meant so much humiliation. They would have had to admit that they'd been wrong about almost everything. They could have been cured. They could have been given new life. But it would have been really hard. So they chose a less painful path. They chose the path of death, and they chose Barabbas. We have the same choice, life or death, healing through Christ, or destruction through addiction to sin. What will we choose? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Christ rose again. He rose for the same reason he did everything else, to give us life and freedom from our sins. After St. Peter accuses his listeners of choosing a murderer instead of the Lord of life, he tells them it's still not too late. He tells them that Jesus resurrected precisely to offer them that choice that God had been setting before them forever. We can forsake the death of sin by accepting healing from the risen Lord. God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning each of you from your evil ways, Peter said. So now is the time. This is Easter season. Reflect on the main area of your life where you've chosen Barabbas over Jesus. The sins that will kill you versus the Lord that will give you life. And yes, it's always easier to choose your habitual sin than to choose the healing that Jesus offers. But Christ is the Lord of life. Even when it seems like your vices are hopeless, his resurrection shows that there's no limit to the restoration he can offer. You just have to do two things. Recognize it's going to be hard to be healed. That's why you chose Barabbas in the first place, because it's easier to choose the way of death than the slow and painful detox and rehabilitation of life. But also recognize that with Christ, the Lord of life, all things are possible. He holds the gift of everlasting life and peace in his hand. So ask him for the grace, his mercy, and the resolution to live a new life with him. And then surrender yourselves to him. Stop trying to do it on your own. Tell him that you can't manage this on your own, and you need him to do it for you, and you want him to do it for you, and then trust that he can and he will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, in this meditation, we've really encouraged people as a resolution to identify what their addictions are.
Mm.
Now, most people will say immediately, I don't have any addictions.
Really? That would surprise me.
Well, we're all under an illusion. But I would say, confidently, every human has some addiction. This is the choice to pursue some good thing as my source of identity, my safety, or my happiness. Now, it could be your phone, could be working, could be your kids or even your grandkids, could be news or shows or YouTube, it could be food or alcohol or weed or antidepressants and sleeping pills. It could be running or exercise. It could be shopping. Because any of these can be the way we manage pain, boredom, and the feeling of being overwhelmed. We use them to cope, and they become addictions. So, what struck you during this meditation, especially this idea of we need to identify our personal addiction?
And I think this is a much better assessment of my life than it's been
that
really
list
easy.
I just gave?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, looking at it as choosing life or choosing death, because it's easy to go through just the Ten Commandments and say, I haven't stolen anything or killed anyone today. So, I mean, what have I got to confess? But that doesn't mean I'm actually choosing life and choosing God in every moment. And I mean, I mentioned this to you earlier, but just the other day, I was having a conversation with someone after a show, and he just openly admitted that he was on a ton of drugs. I'd never met him. He was just came right out of the gate.
A musician from one of the other bands.
One of the other bands. And, which is, it's just very rampant in the music scene. But I was kind of shocked, and I was immediately just disappointed and just confused that someone could so confidently share with everyone else that they check out from reality and that this is their escape. But in this meditation, I realized at least he knows that he's checking out and he's escaping reality. I think it's sad that with all of my addictions, I don't even realize I'm doing it. I don't even realize what the intention is, but I do think most of the time I spend with my phone is in some attempt to check out or to cope or to, I feel really uncomfortable with this or that situation. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'll just watch some YouTube or something, because it does take the edge off in a way that alcohol does for some people, in a way that even a lot of drugs are just there to take the edge off. And I think maybe less people are doing drugs or even drinking because we have that to cope with. But I think this is a much better assessment for me to say, am I choosing death? Because I can definitely tell that the time I'm spending there, the time I'm wasting there, really, it's not living.
No.
And that's a really good assessment of my life.
And you even realize it because you feel like your life's been sucked out of you afterward.
Yeah. But it's a really dull form of realization. It's this sort of suppressed awareness. And I think that's what's so dangerous about it, because the more time you spend with it, much like a lot of different drugs, the more time you spend with it, the farther you are from reality. And the more time you're spending away from reality, the harder it is to reach the tools that would help you get back to reality and get back to living life. Because it takes some time once you get those things out of your life to get back to living well. Because then you have to reassess your relationships and your work and where you derive happiness from. It's hard.
I wonder what would happen, though, in a cascading domino effect if we would take one step, a mighty step, but one that's possible with God, of just getting naked from our phone.
I feel like that could be said in simpler ways, but you mean separating yourself from your phone?
We wear our phone.
Yes. Yeah. I've been thinking about...
It's a wearable.
Obviously, you and I have been having a ton of conversations outside of the podcast about whether or not you should get rid of your phone. And the conclusion I'm coming to is I don't necessarily have to throw it away, but I do have to put it away. Even if that means putting it in a different spot in my house, leaving it at the front door or something, or always keeping it in my car, but just having designated time to spend with it and not feeling like it's a part of me. It's not. It is not our life support. It feels like if we pull the plug, it's part of us. But you can actually step away.
I'm just picturing this. Let's say a volcano went off and we were all killed where we stood. We'd all be holding our phones, and 1,000 years from now, they'd unearth us and say, what were these little amulets, these little
they
idols?
Were praying to.
What were these little idols they all had that they were looking at and praying to?
That's a really good image. I think about it all the time as if someone's watching me right now, this is really sad because I'm doing nothing and I'm on my phone for hours and I'm just, this is really embarrassing.
So, I mean, a lot of people talk about this. Nobody does anything.
Mm-hmm. Go throw your phone in a lake. I have done that before, actually. Not intentionally, but it was a really good week. Because you know what? I was okay. I actually survived with my phone in a lake.
How about some simpler, smaller steps? Pick one person that you're going to give your undivided attention to for 30 minutes or more, and shut your phone completely off or put it somewhere else while you're talking to that person. Mm-hmm. Or put your phone in another room when you're having one of your meals today.
Mm. It's good.
Take one small step like this, and then realize you didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
And the world didn't end.
Exposure
therapy. Here's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. If you want to get over an addiction, all addictions are rooted in fears. So the first step is you have to expose yourself to the fear. I can live without mm-hmm. this thing and not die.
Yeah. Of more challenging steps that I'm considering taking personally, things that I've been mulling over, I've been thinking about competing. I'm thinking of reaching out to my brother and saying, you and I should compete on screen time. See who can have as little screen time as possible. And even like sharing down to, because on your phone now you can see how your screen time is broken down
mm-hmm.
and what you're spending time on. I think that would be really interesting to even just say for 1 week, let's compete. I'm a very competitive person.
That's a good idea.
Or to say, yeah, I'm going to leave my phone in my car and have specific
and
times
let's put
that I'll
something,
need it.
Let's put something on it.
Oh, like what?
Like a really expensive bottle of wine or
something.
Oh,
I like that. And he's really getting into wine right now, so that would be perfect.
Yeah.
But he actually said that he's getting into wine, but he's not getting into better wine, so he has no idea what the difference between. Maybe it'd be a nice bottle of whiskey. He and I both really like a nice bottle of whiskey.
Either way, let's stop fooling ourselves. There's not a person in the world who doesn't have some addiction, because all sin finds its root in addictions. Let's identify it. Ask the Holy Spirit to identify it for you. And then be courageous and honest and humble enough to admit it. And then surrender it to God. Don't try to manage it all on your own. Surrender it to God. That's the first step. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.